Hobart.
You're listening to Kylie Baxter.
I wonder if you've ever heard of the Children's University. It's run by the Peter Underwood Centre at the University of Tasmania, and it's all about connecting children with learning beyond the classroom. For example, places like a hospital. Today, a group from the Children's University attended a learning day at the UTAS Nursing School in Hobart, all about taking the fear and anxiety away from visiting hospital. And it might be not necessarily that the child is going to hospital, but maybe they're visiting someone there and just have a fear. Now, I want to introduce you to my guests in the studio. First of all, let's introduce Georgia Sutton, who is the Children's University Manager. Hello, Georgia.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you in here. Also, Danny Sidwell, who is a senior lecturer at the School of Nursing and one of the organisers of Let's Play Hospital Day. Hello. Welcome to you, Danny.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And also here in the studio with me, I'm very happy to say, I have got Dempsey Sidwell. Obviously, Danny is his dad. Dempsey is 7 years old and was part of today's event. Hello, Danny. Well, Dempsey, I meant to say. Can you call out hello? Oh, here, I better put your microphone on properly. Say hello again.
Hello.
Nice that you're able to come in. Danny, is it common for children to fear going to hospital?
Oh, definitely. So as well as being a senior lecturer, my background is actually as a paediatric nurse. And working in emergency, definitely children can come in and obviously they're coming in for a reason because they're scared, they're in pain. But add to that the fear of new people, new places, fear of not knowing what's going to happen to them. So demystifying that is going a long way to helping them on their health journey.
And what is it, do you think, about a hospital that seems to make children anxious? You mentioned, you know, just not being familiar, but are there other aspects of it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's the fear of being unknown, but I think also that we always hear, you know, horror stories of being in hospital. We don't go to a hospital generally for a positive reason. It's always, you know, something bad has happened.
Something scary.
Yeah, so it's got this kind of negative connotation before you even step through the door. So I think making children feel comfortable and knowing, okay, we're going there not for a great reason, but we're going to have a positive outcome, I think is really important.
Now, Georgia, how did today's visit go? You know, I guess it would have been like a little bit anxious leading up to it, even for you, because you're organising it all. Yeah. How did it go?
Oh, look, it was fantastic. And this, we did two today in Hobart, which were the final two of six. So we've had two sessions on each of our campuses over the last 3 days. And it's just been amazing to see the kids engage with the incredible learning that the staff and students have offered, and at the end of the session they've all recounted all the things they've learnt about health and medicine and all sorts of stuff, and created some really beautiful relationships with the students who were leading the activities as well.
And so let's talk about those activities. What did you do to break down those fear barriers that all children must, you know, have, it would seem?
Yeah, look, I think bringing them into campus supported by Children's University is a really good start, and of course the staff and students are incredibly welcoming. And it's also, like all things with Children's University, it's an offer to engage, and the kids get to have a really fun, low-pressure experience that they can just get into it and chat to people and ask questions. And because their parents are there as well, I think their parents get a lot out of it as well. And a few got bandaged up and their blood pressure taken.
I thought you were about to say banned. Okay, bandaged. Yeah. Yes, quite different.
So, look, it was amazing. And we're very, you know, it's one of the amazing benefits of Children's University being part of the University of Tasmania is that wonderful people like Danny and his team offer these experiences for kids.
Hey, Dempsey, I want to know, what was your favourite part of today? Was it the bandaging? Was it what part?
Probably the medicine bit.
When you say the medicine bit, what happened?
Like, we got to, like, pretend put needles in our mums and dads.
And you got to put a needle in your dad pretending? Oh, did he act scared? No, because he's a nurse, he's tough. And why did you want to get the nursing students involved, Danny?
I think for us, so paediatric experiences are really like hen's teeth. You know, they can be really scarce, and so many of our students want that experience. They want that they want to get out there and look after children, but actually finding the hospital placements for them is really, really difficult at times. So we wanted to really think, be a bit more innovative on how we can give an experience without relying on the acute care kind of hospital settings. So for us, it was really important to get our students out there, get them interacting with children. I think from very informal feedback, they absolutely loved it. They really relished the opportunity, and it was great to see a different side of them.
Georgia, I want to find out, when we're talking about some of the play, what is Poopit and and Glitterbugs?
Dempsey might be able to talk about Poopit a bit. I think it was one of the most popular activities on the day. Do you want to talk about it?
Come on, Dempsey?
What was the best poo?
Number four, the sausage.
Yep. And who did a sausage poo?
We had Play-Doh, didn't we?
Ah.
So the kids learned all about all the different types of poo and what a healthy poo is, so that they can recognise it. And if it's not a healthy one, they can tell their parents. And eat. What do you have to do what else can you do, Dempsey?
What can you do to have healthy poo?
Eat more vegetables, have exercise, have a bit more water.
Oh, see, it's quite educational as well, not just fun, but sounds as though you've learnt quite a bit of stuff. And now it's a bit of weird and morbid curiosity. If that's poo number four, what were the other poos?
Type one rabbit poo.
Rabbit poo. Oh. There was a grape poo and a chicken nugget poo.
Right, and they all are indicative of the health of our bodies, I'm assuming.
Oh, exactly. So the education there was that, you know, if you don't have that perfect sausage poo, if it's too hard, if it's too wet, then you need to tell a parent and make sure you either increase your fibre, increase your water. So as well as having that play, like you said, really educational.
It is school holidays, so I'm sure there's plenty of families listening right now, so you know what you need to be healthy. Now, I still actually want to know about Glitterbugs as well, Georgia.
The Glitterbugs was great. So that's an exercise where the children learnt to... they put a special coating on their hands, and then they had to learn how to wash it off properly so that they get all the glitter bugs off, so when they shine the light on the kids' hands, they can see. Was that right, Dempsey? They can see where the glitter bugs may be staying, so you might have to try a bit harder in that spot to get the bugs off.
It sounds like such a brilliant program. I think every single child would absolutely love to do this. I'm sure you don't have the resources for that, but will you roll it out more extensively?
Look, we would love to. We would love to do it annually, and possibly, hopefully with the College of Health and Medicine, involve a few more of the different disciplines as well. Part of the Children's University mission is really to show kids, offer them a breadth of experiences. And I think lots of our kids would love to engage with all sorts of health professionals, like paramedicine students or doctors, or we've had neuroscience students and others in the past. So, look, we'd love to do it. We're open to doing it.
And, Danny, I'm guessing, though, that different kids react differently to the fear and process it differently. Do you have to tailor in many ways to an age group to deal with the way they communicate?
Yeah, and that was really important for having our nursing students be able to understand how to tailor their same communication to different ages, different kind of fears. And we often teach students a one way of communicating, but actually taking that and applying it to different age groups can be really challenging in a theoretical kind of context. So having all the kids there was really great to see that our nursing students did such an amazing job. And the important thing was having the parents involved as well. So knowing that you can see the parents aren't scared, so why would I be scared? Mm-hmm. And that was really important for us to make sure that we allowed the children to see the parents being involved as well and realise, oh, if they can do this, so can I.
And so how many people all together, Georgia, were there?
Look, today we had around somewhere between 45 and 50 people total.
So parents and students.
Yes, across the two sessions. I think we've had around 130 to 150 across the state. So it's been amazing. And our kids and families have really taken up the opportunity and loved it.
And were these the last two today in Hobart? And where were the other places you went?
We had two in Launceston at the Newnham campus and also two at the Cradle Coast campus. So the nursing simulation spaces are very much set up like a hospital, and they're amazing places to get the kids in and have these really comfortable and fun, playful experiences with health professionals.
Danny, I'm curious to know, what skills would you say are unique or at least very important for a paediatric nurse?
Look, I think nursing in general, sometimes when we think of it, we think of all those kind of practical skills, and you see first-year students who get really excited when they get to jab people with needles and all those kind of things, because we see that on the TV. But I think really to be a great nurse is really how you interact with people, how you communicate, the empathy that you can show. So just treating people like people, I think, is really key. And the skills are great, but knowing how to communicate with someone is really how you're going to be a great nurse.
Now, Dempsey, come back up to the microphone if you don't mind, because I've heard something. I believe that your mum was a practice patient today. Was she a good patient?
Yeah.
Yeah? She was a good patient?
Yeah.
What kind of treatment did you give your mum? Did you get needles?
Yeah.
What else
did you do?
You might think of one, but in the meantime, I've got another question for you. Your dad teaches nursing, and so I bet you've learned a lot of things from your dad. So do you want to work in a hospital one day? I'm wondering if one day when I go to the hospital, if you might be the nurse or the doctor or something else.
Yeah, probably.
Probably? Okay. Oh, he seems a little bit unsure about that one. Look, it's been so lovely having all of you in here, and I really do hope you get to roll the program out further, because I'm sure that a lot of children would benefit from this, and it sounds as though the feedback's been really positive. So great job for you guys. You know, well done to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in, and thanks to you as well, Dempsey. Thank you for coming into the ABC. You can take some photos now if you like. It is 4:45.